7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, yeah. Price to be paid. They think they're red feeling, no one can touch them.
Them have the next thing coming.
Cause when them think, then thing goes the number way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
But when them think, then thing goes another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Strictly roots and culture, you know.
Seven richest countries in the world.
Tell them, Ziggy Marley.
What do they do for the people? What? America, the so-called is.
Boom.
I'm a fool-less. Where the money went.
Watch it, Ziggy, watch it.
That's nice. And weapons of debt. Hey, why don't they ride the needed someone?
Greetings, greetings again, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, June the 29th, 2014. This is the last day for the teaching of the month of June. Next week, the Yahuwah, say the same. We'll start the teachings for the month of July. All right, we're in the zodiac, and I love it. The African science of the zodiac. The African teaching of the science of the zodiac. Now, where was I? Have I lost my place? Let's see now. I was dealing with mysticism. Let me see now. Were we yet in Pisces? I believe we were yet in Pisces. And I was dealing with the word mystic. Yeah. And mysticism. Because we're dealing with Neptune. And Neptune is associated with Pisces, the planetary ruler. Now, mysticism. Sisters and brothers. Mysticism has to do with understanding that before we got here, realities already pre-existed our physical incarnation. Many philosophers have a problem with this because they want to act as if nothing happened until the human being said that it happened. No such law as the law of this and the law of that until man made a law and said it's law, therefore man is the originator of law. No, the universe was here before we made our existence in the physical incarnation. Before we came into the earth as a human being, now we pre-existed our incarnation with the Almighty Father and Mother, and knew the Almighty Father and Mother in the waters of Noon. Facts, science, reality. But in our physical incarnation, everything was already here when we got here as a baby in our physical incarnation. So so your philosophers, who are not rooted in scientific mysticism, have a problem when we talk about scientific truths and realities that precede any government of a human being. We have the cart before the horse. We must put the horse in front of the cart. Long before we got here, who knows how long, they say 4.5 billion years old is the earth, but the Almighty is eternal, and really you and I are eternal in and with the Almighty if we understand the science correctly. But before we got here in the physical, these truths were already here of justice and righteousness. So to understand spiritual reality, energy, spirit is energy, to understand this energy reality that was here before we began to study the energy reality, to understand so-called spiritual truths that pre-existed our incarnation into the physical world, to understand this mysticism and mystic reality that predates any human government, human system, and construct, that is mysticism. And the indigenous peoples of the earth understand to this very day the mystic science of the universe, the transcendent and ultimate reality that is the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, that the naysayers would call vague and groundless and speculation. But all of this universe came from that which is unseen, that dark matter, melanin of the universe, black lines between the rainbow colors coming from white light. That dark matter, that black reality, is the unseen. You can't see it with your eyes, but it is, that reality is more real and has more mass and weight than all that we see in the physical realm of the universe. This word, this Neptune planet, is also associated with dreams and mediumism. Now, we have proven over and over again that these powers are not evil, but if we use them for evil, that's what we must cease doing. So mediums and dreams, and Yahushua was able to interpret dreams, and Joseph in the Old Testament was able to interpret dreams and numbers and omens and signs and become the medium for the Almighty. See, that's where we get the word media, because the media are the medium for the wicked ruling class and families to impress us and maneuver us into bad, evil, and wicked thinking. So we want to become mediums for the universe and mediums for the Almighty Yahuwah, Father and Mother. It says here, if badly aspected, drunkenness, drugs, and fraud. And so we look at the system, and we know that the system wants us to be drunk out of our minds so that we are not able to think properly and think clearly. And the system brings to us the drugs. Wherever the military goes, all over the earth, in Asia, in the Middle East, watch the drugs that come out of those regions and territories. Watch how cocaine coming out of Central and South America. See, the bankers run the drugs, and the bankers commit the fraud on the people, causing us to participate in drug running and fraudulent behavior against each other. But HSBC, I cite this reality over and over again. The Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation were indicted on money laundering for the drug cartels in Central and South America and the so-called terrorist groups, Al-Qaeda, so-called Islamic terrorist groups that have nothing to do with Islam, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS, these groups that come to the bankers to change their currency so they may purchase more weapons to create chaos and turbulence and terror. And the drug cartels do the same. They can't keep their monetary currency, so they come to the Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation set up by the House of Rothschild to change their currency. So the real controller is the one that is able to manipulate and change currency, committing fraud on the human family through the propagating of drugs and the propagating of terror through the controlling of drug cartels and so-called Islamic terrorists that have nothing to do with Islam. Now, in March 21 through April 20, here is your time of Easter in general. And I'm looking at various charts in this zodiac book that I love so much. And so the sign of Aries and Pisces, and then we come to Aquarius, Pisces, and Aries. And so Aries is the movement of the sun above the equator, beyond the equator. So in our physical structure, now the light is above the waist, moving up towards the heart, moving up towards the other vitals of the physical structure, moving up towards the head, moving up towards that controller of the mind, which is the mystical, beyond the mind reality of the almighty spirit energy, Jehovah. Do you understand the symbology? The sun was moving from the south, moving north, coming up, moving through the various signs such as Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, and now moving through the waters, having moved through the waters, bursting forth out of the waters, coming across the equator, across the border, as the sign of fire, a fiery sign, this ram and the ram. And remember the African Hebrew Israelite nation? The sign of the ram was used. That's the sign of Aries. Moses is associated with Aries. Moses as the sun, hydrogen sun, associated with Aries and the ram. And Israel, God prevails. Ra is there. Ra is Ra'el. Isis, the original Isis. Aset, that beautiful black woman, the womb, giving birth to Ra. Symbology, sisters and brothers. The womb of Aset giving birth to the Ra within ourselves. Ra is the sun. Ra is the atom. Ra is the hydrogen atom. Ra is this Christos, the golden sun, shining white light, anointing, oil, anointing, white light, anointing, colors of the rainbow, dark matter in the colors of the rainbow, in between the colors of the rainbow. This ram associated with power and strength. And so Israel, God prevails, the ram prevails, the Christ, the Christos that was on the cross. And the cross in the New Testament European Greek language is associated with standing up against the system, standing up among the rulers to stand up against them on behalf of the truth, on behalf of truth, justice, and righteousness, and we prevail. We have crossed the equator of our structure. We have in our control and under our control our passions, our desires. The system can no longer manipulate us. We are in control now. We are Ptah, who has called forth Atum, and we are thinkers, and now we are fire, and now we are bringing order out of chaos and order out of turbulence, putting our lives back in order, putting the earth back in order. The ram is the sign of the warrior or the pioneer, the warrior, the fighter. We are fighters for justice and equality and truth and righteousness. And we fight the system and fight the spirit energy that is evil and wicked, that will cause us to participate in the death, hell, and destruction of our sisters and brothers of the human family only because we have desires and passions. No, we are in control, sisters and brothers. We have control over our emotions. No one can use our emotions and manipulate our emotions to our own destruction and the destruction of our sisters and brothers of the human family. We are warriors and pioneers going where no one has gone before, challenging the system where no one has challenged the system before. Look at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Look at Minister Malcolm X. Look at the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Look at Elizabeth Cady Stanton and others who were involved in the women's suffrage movement. Now, they weren't perfect. They had racist tendencies, but they saw that women needed to forge the way. White women having no rights to property, no rights in the court systems, only one rung away from slavery, dependent totally on the husband. If the husband divorced the white woman during the time of slavery, she had no recourse, could get no restitution, get no justice. So women began to be warriors, began to be the sun in Aries, the ram, began to be warriors and pioneers for justice for white women in particular. But women's suffrage movement, abolitionist movement, people doing things that had not been done before, abolitionists, black people spearheading the anti-slavery movement, Haiti outright whooping France, destroying slavery in Haiti, and telling the whole of the population of the earth, if you are oppressed, come to Haiti. No matter your color, we will deem you black. We will deem you a citizen of Haiti and remove all of the physical symbols that will separate you from us and become one with the black Haitian people and become one with black dark matter reality and become one with truth and justice and righteousness and become one with that power that is the cause of the rainbow colors and the white light, that dark matter, that dark reality, those dark lines in between the colors of the rainbow. Become one with blackness. Become one with the waters of noon. Become one with order and peace and tranquility. You see how the Black Power movement, the Civil Rights movement, the anti-war left movement, this movement amongst the people, the anti-colonialism movement international in Africa, in Asia, Central South America, Mexico, Isles of the Pacific, Caribbean, ghettos, barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, Israel, all over the earth, men and women were standing up and fighting colonialism, becoming warriors, becoming the ram, becoming Aries pioneers. This is a cardinal fiery sign, the sun, a fiery sign. We're made from earth, air, fire, and water. This Aries is energetic, impulsive. We have to guard against impulses and use our energies. Energy. E equals MC squared. Spirit energy equals material, mass, matter, times the speed of light squared, which is 186,281 miles per half a second, since it is squared. Enthusiastic. Be enthusiastic about helping a sister and a brother overcome obstacles, and together we can overthrow this system. Be positive in the way they're giving it. Be positive, be good, be righteous, have a positive attitude. Enterprising, be enterprising, be creative, be enterprising. Go within ourselves and create within ourselves those forces. Bring to birth those forces that will aid us in helping the human family. The ruler planetarily, the planetary ruler is Mars. The color associated with Aries is red. The metal is iron. And so we see the color red is associated with war. We see that iron, the Iron Age, and weapons of iron and warfare. But we don't want to kill people physically. We want to use the word of the Almighty, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, to destroy wickedness and destroy death and destroy a system of colonialism, slavery, exploitation. The gems associated, amethyst and diamond. And so these minerals are here for the human family to use for the benefit of each other. Now let's go to Mars, the planet Mars. What is associated with you, planet Mars? Come on, Mars, where are you hiding? Courage is associated with Mars, and Mars has the masculine sign associated with it. Various signs and symbols associated with the planets. Mars associated with masculinity. The circle with an arrow coming out of the circle. The circle, the womb. Inside the circle would be the material, mass, and matter. So this arrow coming out of that is the masculine symbol taken from the ancient Kemet Egypt obelisk called a Tekken or a Tek. The pyramid, the womb. The obelisk, the masculine symbol. So the circle and the masculine symbol. Mars is courage, enthusiasm, war, wounds, and fire. In this fight, knowing that the word of the Almighty is sharper than any two-edged sword, we are fire beings, using the fire and passion, using the light of the sun in our minds to be truly illuminated. The Illuminati Masonic order are false, fictitious. We are the true illuminated ones with the fire, light, anointing, of the Almighty, our minds are full of light, and we are enthusiastic and having courage in this war with the wicked ruling class and families, and we have suffered wounds, but we are taking courage, and we are guarding against the malefic, because we know that we must guard against that which is destructive within and coming from our manufactured nature and genetically modified nature. So we want to guard against the malefic and have courage in this battle for truth, justice, and righteousness. Now we come to the bull, the Taurus, the sign of the bull. And this carries the time period of April the 21st to May the 21st. The sign of the builder or the producer. So we want to, did we not say build the human being? Reconstruct and rebuild the human being by patterning our building on the science of how the Almighty built the universe through the using of hydrogen as the base element to build all the elements on the element table, as all the elements on the table of elements are really hydrogens at another level. But the building of the universe and the building of the human being produce what? Produce new governments, systems, guilds, organizations, corporations that will be constructed and built on the science of life and the universe. This is a fixed, earthy sign. Study the earth. Study the science of the earth and growth and birth and photosynthesis and vegetation. Also associated with Taurus, stubborn, steadfast. These two words can be seen together. Are we going to be stubborn and steadfast against the universe and the Almighty, or stubborn and steadfast with the Almighty and the science of the universe? Systematic. Be systematic. Study systems. Follow the system of science of the universe. Systematic with the universe and the science of life. Persevering. Persevere against all obstacles. Kind-hearted. Have a kind heart to your sister and brother. Often musical. The music of the universe is the music of life and truth and justice and righteousness. And the ruler of the planetary ruler of the Taurus bull is Venus. And that Venus has the sign of the feminine, is associated with love, nature, pleasure, children, art, luck, wealth, beneficent, the lesser fortune of the ancient. Is this telling us to love those that are less fortunate? Tune in to Mother Goddess Venus and love and nature and pleasure and children and art and luck and wealth, and be beneficent towards the lesser fortune and raise up the lesser fortune so that we may experience truth and justice and righteousness here and now. The science of heaven, the science of heaven here and now on this earth, all over the universe. So, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.